The terrible saga of Dina, the Tetze Dina Basleya Shayoda Yaakov. Chazal try to figure out reasons why this occurred. They talk about perhaps Dina being at fault in some way, but they also try to pin the blame on Yaakov. Well, Yaakov have to suffer, the Tetze Dina Basleya Shayoda Yaakov. So there's a number of midrashim that connect different things in Yaakov's life to why this happened. Rabbeinu Bachye puts them together. Three midrashim that appear here more or less in the parasha, also in earlier parashas. I thought there's maybe one nekuda that ties them all together. Lashon Rabbeinu Bachya, reading it from Rabbeinu Bachya, it's really in the midrashim. Nenash Yaakov beinyan dina mikama taimin. One reason, mimash amar lelavan, v'ansa bitziv kasi biyom machar. When after the 14 years, and now they're agreeing to go forward for another number of years, they made a deal for what sheep would be considered Yaakov's, and anything else would be Lavan's. And Yaakov says, "You'll see tomorrow. Anything that's not Nakol v'Talu is gone. If it's stolen, it's not mine." But he's speaking in a proud way. Va'ansa bitzikasi biyom machar. He'll quote the Medrash in a second on this. Va'asheni al shemana dina me'esav achiv kishema tachzrenu lemutav. Another very strong critique on Yaakov that he put dina in a tev in a box and he didn't let her see Esav, maybe she could marry Esav and be married in Betshuva. And third, al shenato svara la'atzmo. Just before the Maisi here of Shechem, it says that Yaakov, Vayikra Elokei Elokei Yisrael, Yaakov thought of himself in some way as a counterpart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world with a certain status of svara. Now he explains. Husham Bishis Rabba. Amor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says initially, al tishalo b'yom machar. Don't pride yourself about tomorrow. You never know what will even be today. You're speaking about what's going to be tomorrow. You see, my righteousness will testify about me. The Russian could be the Medayik, the Russian, and it says here that she was Misaneh. So there's a Russian, a play on the words as well. So that's one Medrash. And where was Dina? Shechnisa Yaakov b'teva. Amo Kadosh Baruch Hu bikashta shetinase l'mahu tinase l'arel. Bikashta shetinase b'heter tinase b'iser. Machar bitcha yotzei misane. V'ot sham in the third source. V'ikru okei okei Yisrael. Amo lo ata eloka be'elyonim ani eloka b'tachtonim. So there's a certain sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world above, and Yaakov Vino being the counterpart, a certain state of almost like a deity. Eloka betachtonim amar Kadosh Baruch Hu fil chazan hakneses eno notis svara la'atzmo. Even someone of stature in the shul doesn't take the svara for himself. He doesn't take that kind of authority. Atana tal to svara la'atzmocha mocha bitcha yotze misane. I was thinking, what's the nekuda that ties all three things together? There was a certain overconfidence. Again, oh Yaakov Avinu l'fim ad begaso. Overconfidence. Smugness on some subtle level. You know what's going to be tomorrow. I'm telling you tomorrow, you're going to see nothing by me that's belonging to you. I'm the highest level of tzidkus. There's something about that, the way it sounded was like overconfident. I can tell you what's going to be tomorrow. The sense of not letting Dina marry Esav is also a feeling of Esav is beyond repair. He can't be helped. Esav is beyond, you never know. How can you be so sure? Dina has a koach of a woman. Maybe she can mashpia l'tova. Again, you have to know the time on Yaakov. He is also worried about Dina. But meanwhile, if you would have recognized the potential, maybe there is hope for Esav. This could be, at least think about it. But it was a sense of writing Esav off completely. So it's also an overconfidence. And finally, the sense of the svara, that saying that he had that status. Again, there's a sense of overdoing it, not taking too much of a sense of being overly confident. I think so. All three reasons, I think, are one basic nekuda. Person should recognize the importance of the midas hanava, recognizing that, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, regarding the first of the three reasons, al tishal b'yom machar ki l'seidam ayel yom ki p'shuta also, the impression say, person thinks that they have it all figured out. What's going to be tomorrow? I know. And next year, I know what I'm going to do. And next year, and 5 years, and 10 years, you have to know. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the show, runs the world. We do our part. You have to have a sense of recognizing we shouldn't be too trusting in ourselves, even as we make plans. And even in terms of writing other people off, you never know. Even someone who feels like they're beyond, you never know. You can't be too sure, not to be oversure. Good Shabbos.